You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We welcome in Country Tom. He is our country expert in the building. You've been doing country music for the past 123 years.
Oh, come on. Let's get it correct. 124.
Yes. You play a mean washboard.
You know, it's easier to learn the washboard and
than the spoons.
The spoons were okay, but it was the banjo I had the hardest time with. So.
Oh, that's fair.
And I love the sound of a banjo, but man, when you're off key and out of tune, there's dogs howling.
I hear you.
Miles away.
Well, we check in with you on the weekly trending big country story, and Chelsea has it for us.
It's big. Blake Shelton is getting his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
That's right. It's about time.
I wonder how much he paid for it.
Do they have to pay for those?
I believe you have to.
Oh.
Isn't he already paying because he has to be with Gwen Stefani?
Well, has to be.
Well, I'm not.
You're kidding, right?
They get along. I don't know if you heard that story or not. They actually get along. They're just not married for the sake of it.
Okay, so he paid his dues with Miranda Lambert then.
Oh. Don't you dare mention Miranda. We love Miranda.
Well, I don't. That's why I got rid of her.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
I got me a little California girl who sings punk rock.
I'm not quite sure who got rid of who.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other story. Yeah. We can cover that. Yeah.
She spins around like a top.
Gwen Stefani does?
Yeah, she sure does. She's a spunky little one. I take her out on my ranch in Oklahoma. We have some of that rice wine.
Right, yes. Rice wine.
You know.
Wow. Okay. Well, anyway, he's getting a Hollywood Walk of Fame star, along with other musicians like the Jonas Brothers, Lenny Kravitz, Mark Anthony, some actors, Vince Vaughn, Mindy Kaling, Ellen Pompeo, are getting Ludacris. Mm. And Paul Walker's also going to receive a posthumous.
Ludacris?
Yeah, Luda's getting one.
Hey, hang on a second. This is a country segment, and you just stay in your lane, all right? Don't you come in here bad-mouthing Luda, all right?
What's the last time anyone's talked about Ludacris?
He's an actor. His name is Chris Bridges.
Oh, so he doesn't go by that.
He does when he's acting.
He does?
Yeah, he sure does.
All right, that's the first time I've heard of his real name.
So where's the controversy you're looking for in Blake getting a Hollywood Walk of
Fame
star?
Well, obviously he shouldn't.
Why?
There's a lot of those people who shouldn't.
Really?
Why shouldn't he?
Who's Ellen Pompeo?
The Grey's Anatomy girl.
That's the only thing she's done.
For like a million years.
15 years?
Yeah.
And let me ask you.
How many people have a show lasting 15 years?
You do.
Man, Tom, ran right into that one.
Oh, man.
Well, at least Ellen has something over you. People watch her show.
Yeah.
Or
talent. All right. Yeah, I mean, Vince Vaughn should get one.
Mindy Kaling should, too.
Should she?
Yes.
Already?
100%. Yes.
She's a great writer.
She
does a little bit
office.
Of everything.
She acts.
She's stand-up
currently
comedian.
Writing Legally Blonde 3.
Yeah, she's...
She deserves one.
She's very well-versed.
Yes.
Blake Shelton, I don't know. Like, he just kind of pokes jokes about drinking and ranching and then girls. You know what I mean? And then he used to have a mullet, and now he doesn't. Like, he needs to grow back the mullet, I think, to be relevant again.
Good Lord.
Don't you think?
No.
No.
He looked
to be successful.
He had a couple songs. What was that? Chew tobacco spit.
Yeah.
Like that was Boys Round Here.
Wasn't that a joke? Well, I mean, when you were playing that, didn't you go, gosh, man, country music is really taking a nosedive?
No.
Now, when he came out with God's Country, now we're talking Blake Shelton. Then we're talking some good music.
That is a powerful song.
Yes, that's a good
one. One of my favorite songs by Blake. Also, I love the song Austin, which was his first big hit. Listen, he has accomplished quite a bit. There's no reason why he can't have a
He's been through how many marriages? He's got one on me. Even.
He does have one on me. See, there's hope for you.
Successful.
That third one will be your Gwen Stefani.
I'm gonna try to find me a no doubt spider web.
Successful
kind of a
recording.
Hella good kind of a girl.
Oh my God.
Successful recording career.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Makes a lot of money and entertains a lot of people coast to coast when he's doing tours. He's part of a very successful TV show.
I think that's more of what it is.
He's a multitude into other businesses, but he still keeps his country roots. Even though
he married somebody who's not country.
Well, so what? Spice is the variety of life, you know.
I do know that. Only I've always had the wrong spices.
Well, that's understandable.
Your spices are pungent.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Chelsea's got something to say.
I know. That's all I have to say. Whoa, I don't want to comment any further.
I do love Blake Shelton, and I love you, Country Tom.
Aww.
Hold my hand when I talk to you.
Oh, damn.
Come on, hold. No. Look at me in the eyes. Look at me in the eyes.
Get that away from me.
Yeah.
Botch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.